have you gotten out of a speeding ticket? Would love to hear your stories coming up here. This is a setting the bar story, though. Kelly, what's that?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, that's where Joanne is. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a speeding ticket while your car is being towed, you're doing okay.
How exactly is that possible?
Yeah, this poor woman, Joanne, she got two tickets in the mail. Doing 27 in a 20, right? Fine, $105. Weird part of it was, yeah, she wasn't driving. There's proof, too. It's an automated traffic camera, and it nabbed her, got her car's license plate, rolling through, and sent her the tickets. But however, the footage that the camera showed clearly shows that her car was hooked up to a tow truck when it happened.
I mean, she's got an excellent case there to fight that.
Yeah,
is she going to court?
The truck driver actually was the one who was speeding. The camera, though, only saw Joanne's license plate, issued her the ticket.
Right.
Local news even did a story on it. The president of her city council trying to help her get this ticket expunged. And so the council even voted to have the camera at that intersection removed. So I guess it's still...
Wow.
They're still trying to get the ticket completely removed. So...
Dang, that's a steep fine for going 27 miles an hour.
Well, it was, yeah. So, I mean, my gosh. Yeah, so she is trying to get out of it. I mean, you'd think that...
I'm behind her. I think everyone's behind her.
I know.
She's got enough people in high places that are lobbying for her. It's kind of crazy that it's causing this much of an issue to get resolved.
I mean, you could literally just show the picture and say, hey, look... My car's being towed. It's
getting
not
towed.
Me. I'm not driving.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Poor Joanne.
I hope she doesn't give up.
I know. How have you gotten out of a ticket? I know, Kelly, you said that you were super pregnant the last time you got pulled over, didn't get out of a
and
ticket.
And I was, it was like 30 miles an hour, too. I was on my way to Tumbleweed down by the river.
Well, speaking of like. Pregnant babies, all that. I remember when my daughters, Isabella and Sophia, were infants and they were absolutely screaming in the car. And
that's tense.
And my wife was in the back, wedged between the two car seats, you know, trying to soothe them. And I'm just trying to like get to the Waterston to get home. And I'm on 71 and I get pulled over and the cop just didn't care.
Wow.
I mean, my girls were just wailing in the back and he just took his time and gave me a ticket. And I was just like,
he was
dang.
Unaware of the situation.
Well,
he just chose to ignore it.
I was going
to
say, I think he was aware. You couldn't not be aware, but he just didn't care.
But the fact that he didn't have any sympathy, because I could imagine the look on your face, like, can you understand what I'm going through right now?
Right.
And my need to get home.
And then even just yesterday, as I was driving back home, I am on the freeway. Maybe I'm going a little bit faster than what the posted speed was. I think it was like 70, and I was maybe going like 75.
Uh-huh.
But not like crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I feel like I'm really good at like watching medians, watching the cars in front of me, watching the cars that are oncoming. Then all of a sudden I see right in my rearview mirror the blue lights that are whipping right up on me. And I'm just oh dang. And so I was in the left lane. And so I get over and my heart, my stomach just goes up into my throat and my palms get all sweaty. I'm like, I wasn't even doing that anything that bad. Like, yes, maybe I was speeding a little bit, but like not crazy, right?
Please blow by me.
And he did. He went right by me. And I was like, oh. And it's just like, yes. Yes.
Mean, that elation you feel.
Oh, I know.
When it's not you.
Oh, my gosh. Allison texts and says, was it the cop in the Mustang on I-71? Yes, it was. It was him. You know exactly who I'm talking about in the red Mustang. Yes. That is that dude.
Oh, it's red?
He has been on the prowl for the better part of two decades, and he doesn't care.
Oh, dang.
And I've seen him pull dozens of people over, and every time I see it, I drive by, and I'm like, man, He got another one.
He got another one.
He's ruthless. He doesn't even care. But
oh,
man.
Oh my goodness.
So anyways, hey, give us your best. That's how I got out of a ticket story, okay? 502-795-1997. We got a story from Dan. Wait till you hear his story. It involves a 5 o'clock shadow and a diaper on a fully grown man. All right, that's coming up next. Hang on.